following is a morning walk conversation given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 17th of November, 1975, in Bombay, India.
Extreme poverty as compared to other countries.
We have nothing to eat, all the 90% of the peasantry absolutely, completely
wiped out during the British's time.
They never looked after them.
No. Poverty is the cause of non-retirement.
They have nothing to eat. They hardly get, two meals, not square, but even triangle. I can say. they don't get any food in the mofusils.
What is the cause of mofusils?
India is made up of all village and mofusils. Cities are few.
That is the cause of none.
To my mind, it may be another cause also, according to you. I don't know. What do you think? Lack of proper education?
Yes. Big, big men like Jawaharlal Nehru, Gandhi, they never retired.
Gandhi, as a matter of fact, retired long back. You may not be a member, but you are everything here, like that. If I am not wrong.
What do you mean by retire? Retire means?
Retire from the Baldi affairs.
From the world, yes. That is retire. We are not Sunnavadi. The retirement.
Our religions are dharma, earth, kama, and moksha. Is in a continuity, is a sort of a string to which is in the past. First you have...
The real thing is they do not retire on account of their strong sense of gratification. That is it. Not that poverty is taken, even though poverty is taken, still they want to enjoy. This is the basic thing. There is nothing to be enjoyed, still he wants to enjoy. That mentality.
Why, with all that glorious past and glorious culture principles,
but not some dharma. But not some acharo tha purushena parapraman Vishnu aradhati punsang nannastat tosaka. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Tattosa karanam. Tattosa means to satisfy Vishnu, Krishna. They don't want to do that. But they want to satisfy their senses.
Our culture was so built as to do work for Krishna throughout the life. From Brahmacharya, Grihastasam, Vanaprastham, and
right to Sannyasam.
How they have forgotten this is the greatest, mystery to me. Because the sadhus voluntarily, embrace the poverty?
No. This service to Krishna has disappeared on account of this Mayavad philosophy.
You think so?
Yes.
And Mayavad philosophy was necessary to dislodge Buddhist, degenerated Buddhism.
Yes. Sunnavadi. Nidvishesha Sunnavadi. They are practically the same. Buddhists say that everything is jio, ultimately. And the Mayavadis say...
The Mayavadis have improved that if everything is zero, who sees the zero? Who sees the zero?
No. Mayavadis say zero just like the sky. The sky is there, but it is zero. We cannot see the planet.
But who sees all these things?
That is, and he cannot see. That's what he says, it is zero. Just like now, you do not see the stars, but it is on account of my deficient vision, I do not see, and I say it is zero. Less intelligence.
Apahata jnana, you say.
Huh?
Apahata jnana.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Jaya. The opposite of jnana, Mayavadi, that has spoiled the whole.
Do you think, in your opinion, Mayavad was a necessity to undo all the bad effects of the degenerated Buddhism, which followed some 300 or 700 years after Gautama Buddha?
It might be a necessity for this time being. Buddhism also was a necessity for the time. They are not for all. Emergence. Just like it is going on, emergence. It is not necessity, but sometimes you have to take emergence. Otherwise, how Vaishnavas are worshipping Lord Buddha? Nindasi jagga vidhe rahaha sutijat. You are always deriding the Vedic principles, sutijatam. Sadaya ridaya darusita pasugata. This is emergence, that you have become so much compassionate upon the poor animals because they are unnecessarily being killed. Kesavadhita buddha sarira jaya jagadhi. He's glorifying Kesavadhita buddha sarira, but showing that you are deriding Vedic principles. So how is that? If one derides Vedic principle at the same time, Jaya Jagadisha.
Because the Vedic principles are not properly understood by those people.
No. He directly said, I don't care for the Vedas, Lord Buddha. So, who will worship a person who directly says, I don't care for your Vedas? Shall we go to worship a Buddhist or Mohammedan? No. This is emergence. Sadaya ridaya darushita pasubhav. He cannot deride the Vedic principle, but it was necessary at the time. Otherwise these rascals will not stop.
Today, sir, the more animals are being killed than what they were killed in those days in the name of religion. Today is in the name of the civilization and culture.
Now there is no religion.
Yes, sir.
Secular. There is no religion.
No, I don't say no religious. Secularism
secular
is irreligious.
Means no religion.
Irreligious rather than no religion is also something good. But something other than religion.
You may call anything, but there is no religion. Dharme nahi na pasavi samana. They are animals. That's all. The modern civilized man is nothing but an animal. Dressed animal. Two-legged animal. The animals are four-legged, and these animals are two-legged. Or big animals. Praha ustakharai samstuta purusha pasu. The leaders of this modern civilization, they are being praised by other animals. Savir varaha ustakharai. Sa means dog and savir birvaraha means ox and usta means camel and khara means ass. So these leaders are being praised by these animals. Dogs, hogs, camel and asses. And they are thinking they are very big men. What is the value of prayers offered by dogs, hogs, asses and camels? The general people are dogs, hogs, camels. I think you have read, I have explained how they are camel, how they are dog, how they are hog, and have their rest. I've explained
this. This is the second canto.
Yes. The modern education means to create dogs. The dog goes door to door and moves the tail. Please give me here anything. So this educated person with application goes and they say, no vacancy, get out. No, therefore they are dogs. Educated means dogs. They're creating dogs. In a Vedic culture, no Brahmin will accept any job, no Kshatriya will accept any job, no Vaishya will accept. Only Shudras. Only Shudras.
Now they are keeping dogs in their kitchens.
Yeah. Doggish mentality is there.
You see, the people are spending more than 30, 40 rupees on a dog every day, while they won't pay 2 rupees to a servant, domestic servant in their own home.
They are keeping servants also. But educated dogs, after passing so many examinations, they are seeking after master, and without master they will starve. A big technologist, unless he gets a good job, he is nothing but dog.
He has got no means to further his technology.
Huh?
He must have some means to further his own technology in modern times. Sir. It is very difficult to further your technology without proper means. Instruments.
And on the principle, it is dog wisdom. Unless you get a master, you are useless. And that is dog wisdom. Just like these dogs here on the beach, because they have no master. That's forlorn. Only barking and going the other. Sanatha Jivita. So, we are, every one of us, we are now dogs of the material nature, or just like street dogs. So therefore, Hare Krishna. Therefore, we should take shelter of the big master, Krishna. Then it is all right. Jaya. Tameva charan nirantaram. This is Jamunacharya's prayer. Bhavantameva charan nirantaram. Hare Krishna. Jaya. Bhavantameva charan nirantaram. Prashanta nishesha gato mananta. Hare Krishna. Jaya. You are feeling all right?
Yes, nah? Feeling all right. Warm weather.
Honolulu.
Tropical weather.
That means it depends on weather. Not only seaside.
We chant Bol Nityananda, Bol Hari, Bol Hari, Bol.
That is all right.
Is it recommended by you? That is in our parampara. That is in our parampara. What about chant? Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.
Yes, that's right. Manu Kirtana. To chant all it. The Lord's name. These are Lord's name. Jagannath is also Lord's name. Nityananda is also Lord's name. Harinama, Harinama, Iva Keva. Harinama can be chanted.
for chanting in that particular fashion, saying Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.
Yes. Chanting means really fine. Jai Jagannath. Please engage me. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Days he thought the people are coming, and then he was climbing on the top of the roof and saying, then shouting, boys are not coming, they will come, don't worry.
Don't bring Ramakrishna as authority.
No, but that same thing here, I mean, the people will come, but we should not worry about
it. They are coming. But people will come, therefore I shall have to sleep. It is not.
At least I am coming.
So, at night there was work?
Yes.
Secular. That means they think that there is no need of this spiritual education.
Sir, the secular means, I mean, respect for all the methods of worship. That is,
there
all,
is no
all,
method.
All religions, but they mean secular means no dharma. That is their definition.
No, no.
This is the wrong definition.
That is the defect of the government, that they do not know what is spiritual life. They have no knowledge. Murhas. Nati vidu sarth gatin Vishnu. They do not know this. They cannot also explain what is the aim of life. That Professor Katovsky, such a big man, family, after death, everything is simple.
Basmi Bhuta se sarira se puna vrta.
Yes, this is this philosophy. This philosophy is prominent all over there. But so long this body is there, enjoy it to the utmost. And after death, everything is
simple. Yāvat jīvam
sukhaṁ jīvam.
Sukhaṁ jīvam. Ranam kutvā sukhaṁ pide.
Sukhaṁ punarāgama no bhavet.
Harikesh, he's feeling sick. He's had a bad headache.
You have come?
Huh?
Yes. As soon as he has come, he is feeling headache. And pain in the stomach is very good disease. Nobody can see. If I say I am feeling headache, you cannot see. I can sleep very nice. And pain in the stomach, you cannot see. These two diseases are beyond the physician's limit.
And these are common diseases.
No, as a matter of fact, there is a continuous headache. We can give him a number puncture and his head will be gone. He will say, sir, I am all right, sir, now don't be. This much of needle inside.
Much cultural education is how to teach the small children to become purified, brahmacharya.
In ancient times, it is by association in gurukuls.
Yes. That is it by gurukul. We are starting that as gurukul.
Kul of guru.
Yes. Brahmachari gurukul. Vasandanta guru hitam. This is the beginning. A brahmachari should live in the ashram of guru, danta, self-control, and only for the benefit of guru, not for anyone's benefit.
Yeah, that is.
Brahmachari guru. They will go collect alms, and everything should be delivered to guru.
When Krishna was sent to collect the wood.
Yes. Guru Hitam. Brahmachari life means only for the benefit of Guru. Everything is there in the hard work.
That mode of teaching, I mean...
That can be introduced.
In a different way, is there in America, sir. The American professors keep boys with them. They imbibe with them the complete spirit of their education. I mean, their mode of...
I don't teaching. Think so.
Not this. I mean, material. But that is the way they do it. That is why their method of education is better than the others.
They drink.
Drinking is different story. I talk of the general mode of education. The way.
Huh?
If this...
Are American. Is that the education? I don't
know. No, postgraduate education is like that, not undergraduate. Postgraduate boys are living in close contact with the professors
only
for the research.
Few schools.
But there are. See, research is always...
But the professor is also drunk.
Yeah, then he will be a drunkard.
They drink
the
together.
That's right. That's right.
The professor goes to hell and the student also. That's so, you know the story that one man was drinking, so his friend told him, you are drinking, you will go to hell. My mother drinks, she will also go. My father drinks, he will also go. My brother drinks, he will also go. Then where is hell? Father and mother, brother and myself, every we should live together, then where is hell? Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Whatever type of education may be, but that is the real education.
No, not whatever. This is the education that...
I'm very quickly coming, sir. It's 6:30.
Hare Krishna.
Jai.
This is education. There is no question of ABCD. First of all, Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanta. He is to be trained how to become sober and gentle.
Self-control.
That is required. That is education. This is not education. They are killing the teachers. They are killing teachers.
Yeah.
Oh, you do not know?
Yes.
In the examination hall, the police is there, and if the guard detects how you are taking notes from books, then he'll be killed. So many teachers have been killed.
India mein bhi chaku leke jata
hai.
India mein bhi chaku leke jata hai.
Police, under police. There. I saw in Delhi one school even. The police is there in examination. All thieves, rascals. And they are sitting in examination for passing. All rascals.
Modern education has become a farce in that case.
Farce, yes. It's no education. Among the Marwaris, the respectable gentlemen, they don't say. They keep private teachers, pundits, for learning Sanskrit, English. They know that my boy hasn't got to earn money. Why should this boy? They know very well. We can purchase these technologies. Everything parts. There is no education. Infection and disinfection also. But you don't take to disinfection. That is. There is disinfection. Krishna consciousness movement.
But yes.
That who is going to take it? They will prefer to be infected. A respectable person will send their children to Gurukul. They don't want. I tried in the beginning. It was a failure. They don't want, just like Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. What is the trouble? Prahlad was devotee and his father did not like him. That why should you be devotee? You become politician, diplomat. That is the reason. Nowadays everyone is Hiranyakashipu. And he wants that his son should be diplomat, politician, black market, and what is the use of this Prahlad? That is it. Especially in India. No, Kaushik, he never liked to see his son Prahlad. And our system is to make kulla. So nobody left.
They had a gurukul here at Hare Krishna land. Mm. And they were wearing tilak. And then they would go home and tell their parents not to eat meat. And so on. And the parents became very angry. Took their children back.
You don't know what to do education. Then it will fill out immediately. And it will do this for love education. The earth comes in front of the moon or the sun, and then there is eclipse.
I mean, they, old scientists also said the same thing, sir. Hmm? When it comes in the straight line, the
eclipse. I am saying, repeating their word. But why then eclipse takes place irregularly?
Because this is a question of simple harmonic motion principle. Explain it. The simple harmonic motion principle is that several motions are, I mean, going together at a time. When all of them come together, you see, that then you see that thing occurs. So that motions are different. The different timings come.
That means they do not clearly the motion.
All the astrologers and scientists of India, they have planned perfectly where it comes up.
Says that it is Rahu's attack. Attack does not come regularly.
That you may consider
allegorically. Suppose you have got an enemy, you are not going to attack regularly. But when there is some opportunity, you go to attack.
Are we not observing these eclipse rituals that during the eclipse we stop aarti and all of these
rituals? Why?
And after the eclipse, they take bath and then do the aarti.
Yes, they take bath.
Even the other Vaishnavas don't do aarti during that period, if it comes within that.
Hare
Krishna. Some sort of cosmetic disturbances must be occurring in the cosmos during this period of grahan or eclipse. We do not know the modern science. Well, it must be happening.
Yes, our shastra says it is attacked by Rahu.
Rahu means the other side of the earth's shadow is Rahu, as we say. The modern scientists, Rahu means the other side of the shadow. When the sun shines on the other side of the earth is, the night. And the shadow of the earth is long, drawn up in the cosmos. And in the preview of that shadow, if moon comes, then it is caught by the shadow.
Rahu comes in
front. That is the shadow, is the Rahu. What else could be? The shadow of earth in the cosmos is the Rahu, most probably to me. Because when the moon, generally moon does not come so very often therein, in the preview of that shadow. When it comes, it gets eclipsed.
Earth comes in front of the sun or the moon, therefore the sun.
Earth comes in front of the sun, then it becomes sun eclipse.
Yes, but why? If the movement is regular, then the earth comes regularly.
But sir, there are several moments, sir. The movement of the sun.
That means
earth, sun and moon.
Escaping.
All moons, all harmonic motions.
Initiating stars.
This should be thought scientific.
What is it scientifically? If you
cannot say
exactly how many
moments
are there.
All the moments that the heavenly stars and other things are going on in a particular way.
You do not know what are the movements. You therefore say there are several movements, but you do not know what are these movements. That is not scientific. Avoid the explanation. If the scientist says that there are several movements, and he explains what is that movement. According to our astra, There is no individual movement. The whole system making center, the whole star, that we can see as mind. Star and planet, they have no separate movement. They are fixed. Just like this tree, there are so many leaves. The tree is moving. So the leaves and twigs, they are moving. Not there, the leaf is moving.
There is a question of relativity, sir. Now the earth moves around the sun and the moon moves around the earth. And the rate of movement is different on either side. And maybe the axis on round which it moves also differs. So when all of them collide, what sort of a thing, then eclipse comes. That is the modern understanding.
Brahmananda is speaking that yes, kind of refuted your argument.
You were asking why is it Sunday, Monday,
this
like
that.
So I explained that the sun is the center of the universe, therefore the sun comes first.
Now, various suns are there, and all the stars are the suns of various suns.
No, we don't accept it. Sun is one.
There is a fundamental difference of opinion that we don't go ahead of it, sir.
Now, why should I go? According to the dictation of the rascals. We are not so rascals.
Now we are defined who is a rascal.
Rascal is one who has no authority. They are changing every day. They are changing. We don't change. These rascals are changing.
These fundamental sense are not...
In 19th century, one theory, and 20th century, and another theory, and then another theory, another theory. This is going on.
The truth is not changed, but...
Yes, they are changing. Why you have not said that our Sarvamadana's book? He has given simply changing these rascals. Changing means rascal. He does not know, it is this. Another man, no, it is not this, it is this. Therefore, all of them rascals.
About this Khagol Shastra, our scientist Mihir Bah has planned it, and according the eclipse and sun and the moon eclipse come. That means his science was perfect. Otherwise, it won't come at that particular day, time, and exactly minute.
Or 5,000 years ago, Sukadeva Goswami said that as I have heard it, I'll explain. That means prime immemorial, the thing, the same thing is coming. There is no change. Not that after a few days, no, it was not. This is not right. Again, somebody comes.
They are explaining the truth in their own way. That is the change of theory.
The truth
is the same.
That is the truth of rascal now. As soon as you change your
theory is of rascal, but the truth is never rascal.
The truth you do not know. Therefore, rascal now.
They do not know how to explain. Truth is there, sir.
No. Anyway, he does not know. Therefore, he is a rascal. Either you say this way or that way.
Truth is there.
Truth is there, but they cannot present the truth rightly. That is rascal. Truth is there, that is certain. But they cannot present the truth in the right way.
You mean they are groping in the dark?
Yes, that is rascal. How things are happening. Every 10 years, they change in the theory. And that has been explained by him and like me. Dr. Swarup Namala. He has explained. He has concluded Darwin's theory completely wrong. He had read that small booklet.
Yes.
And he has given this in quotation. How simply he speculated.
As a matter of fact, the whole cosmos is full of, intelligence. There is God. But then that intelligence is struck in different way to the what we call the mind which is embedded in the matter. So, each one explains him in his own way. As he understands.
No. Once you cannot
small phase of
explain
it,
truth in your own
whole
way.
Truth nobody knows and sees. Even our Shastra says.
Hare Krishna. Things which one does not know, he should not try to cheat others by placing some untruth.
It is like five blind men seeing an elephant.
Oh, yes. But you should not give the conclusion.
No, but then we don't accept that conclusion. It is very difficult to know the whole truth by anyone.
No. Therefore, our process is upadakshanti tad jnanam, jnanino, tatsa darshan. One has seen the truth. Not this escape. Tatsa darshino. Darshino means we are actually seen. There is no change. The advice is tad vidhi, panipatena, paripasthena, sevaya. These are the process. Upadakshanti tad jnanam, jnanina, tatsa darshino. Not that theoretical. Tatsa darshino. You have to go there. Then you will get knowledge. A blind man goes to another blind man. What is the problem? No problem.
And then andha anyata.
Andha jatha andhirupaniya. A blind man must go to a man who has got eyes, who has seen. Then that is right knowledge. Now we are presenting this book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness. Let anyone come and challenge. Let anyone come. We have got many scientists. They'll talk.